that, I was on TikTok this week and I found this woman. She does, what's it called? She tests people's morality, right?
Okay.
Right? With a question, obviously.
Mine's in the gutter.
The question was, so you have a kid, you send your child to school, you have a 12-year-old child, you send your child to school, and your child comes home, and she's getting bullied. So she comes home with a bruise.
You're how old?
12-year-old child.
Oh, so
she's getting bullied.
Daughter or son?
This you can decide for yourself. Okay. Right, let's just say your son, okay? Yeah. Because daughter would be different. Yeah. So let's just say your son, your 12-year-old son is getting bullied, He comes back home, he has a bruise on his face, and you tell him, hey, listen, I'm going to teach you how to defend yourself. So you teach him how to kind of throw a punch. First of all, you teach him how, you tell him to report it to a teacher. He reported it to his teacher, comes back home the next year with another bruise. Teachers did nothing about it.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. He now said, okay, I'm going to teach you how to fight. Mm-hmm. Teach him how to throw a punch. Mm-hmm. And you send him to school. He still comes back home with a bruise. But then one day in the evening, you're all at home. He just wants to go to the shop. Uh-huh. So he goes to the shop. Uh-huh. While he's at the shop, his school bully meets him there. Uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. School bully meets him there. And then you taught him how to punch. Comes out. The bully starts. Punches the kid. Uh-huh. Kid hits his head off the floor and dies.
The one that my son punched?
Yes. So now but it is his bully. Just but somebody. No, wait. That's not the important part is this. When he punched the kid and the kid fell down and died, nobody saw it. There's no cameras. He came back home and told you.
Yeah, he killed somebody.
Yes.
Oh, what are you doing?
What do you do as a parent?
I'm going to have to do the right thing.
And then, bear in mind, you as a parent, you now walk to the shop yourself. You see the police. And you see them around the kid. And then people are saying, yeah, they just saw the kid on the floor. It hit his head and he seems to be dead.
Self-defense, no? And at 12 years, you won't even go to jail.
Yeah, the stakes are different.
Tries as much as possible not to let like someone under the age of either 16 or 18
to go to prison. Yeah,
go to prison.
I will tell because the stakes are different.
Yeah,
I'll tell. I can't.
That teaches the kid that he can get away with anything now.
Yeah,
especially something as mad as murder.
As murder.
I think exactly. You're setting that kid up for a dangerous life. Yeah. It's like, you get away with that.
Not only will you get away with it, I will help you get away with it.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you get me? That's wild.
Yeah, no, I would definitely, immediately when I hear, I thought I was thinking it was going to go to murder.
Yeah.
And I knew immediately that I'm going to have to do that because these things are like life and death, bro. Like, they literally set the kid up for the rest of their life. And that's the biggest lesson they will not face a bigger sort of situation ever again in their life as big as that.
And most people are not equipped to learn that lesson, period. Talk to us about a 12-year-old as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's increase
now,
the age.
What if was older?
I was about to say, the child is 17 now.
Same thing. I'm going to tell the police. Let him be 22, I'm telling the police.
But he's going to prison though.
Yes, he has to go to prison. I'm going to tell him.
Like, manslaughter.
That's a big thing.
I'm a whole.
Snow,
think about it. Think about it.
2 years old.
Think about it.
Bum bum bum.
He needs to cover his butt.
Bum bum go bruise.
Fresh bum bum go.
Bum bum go bruise. Hi.
Fresh bum bum,
bro. Bro, you know that your son obviously he hasn't. He's self defense.
Yeah,
but he's killed somebody, and nobody knows he's the one that killed. He has killed the person. Now, the longer it goes on that your son has killed somebody, it's only two of you that know this, that only just gets worse. And not because anyone's exposing it, but because you find it hard to live with yourself. Think about the panic every single day.
Every single day.
You might see the feds.
Yeah, living with that, I think, is worse. Rashford, do it now. Oh, God, this guy's missed two chances like this. Jesus Christ.
But think about
the panic every single day. I think living, knowing that your son has murdered somebody is worse than... Like, he has to go to prison. Like,
but would he definitely go to prison for something like that?
I don't know if he would.
Would he definitely...
Yeah, I don't know.
Say if there was CCTV cameras now.
And he saw the full thing.
They saw what happened. Yeah. It might not go to prison.
But
for
if there's no CCTV cameras, then like,
yeah, and would it's this
murder.
Go to prison?
They will call it murder because they won't call it manslaughter.
Yeah, but then also you have proof. If the child had reported it to the school, then there's proof that he was being bullied.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the other thing I'm actually thinking about is, I'm trying to be as realistic as possible.
Yeah.
It's a black kid. I'm going to have a black child.
I understand what you're saying.
I'm not saying this to say that, like, because I'm leaning towards I have to report it.
Yeah.
But like, so when I watched, I was like, okay, I would have to report it because I can't show my kid that I'm condoning that behavior. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But like, this is also an opportunity to show my child that, like, okay, yeah, we're going to go through this together as a family, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, of course, you didn't mean to kill the child.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Cool. But I also started thinking, like, you're a black child.
Yeah.
Like, if your white counterpart would have gotten a slap on the wrist,
I
don't think that would be the same for you.
For you, yeah.
And then it just kind of put me in that little pickle. I'm like, I don't know what happened here.
Okay, so that's one case. He probably might get like the full brunt of the law. He might get heavier, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you stay at home with this kid, think about the trauma that he goes through.
Yeah.
I'm having to hold that and carry that and keep that a secret every single day for the rest of his life. I think that's heavier. I think that's like worse to live. Like, you know that if you're in prison, you know that I got this happened because of a unfortunate situation, and this is just the process of the law. It may be a bit harsh.
Yeah.
And the trauma does come with that, you know what I mean? But I think it's worse holding that secret forever. Like, I just think it's
it could even drive the kid crazy.
Crazy.
But I think also if the child is exposed to prison as well.
Yeah.
That could also expose the child to craziness. Because the problem is, and this is why I sometimes it's really weird, because I feel like the prison system and the prison environment can actually even ruin a good person.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get me?
Uh-huh.
If your quote-unquote innocent child, mm-hmm. in quotation marks, mm-hmm. was sent to an environment like that, mm-hmm. that environment could get to them.
Yeah.
In a very, very negative way. Do you get me? Because they have like child detention facilities and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, gosh. That's actually crazy.
It's a really tough question.
Yeah.
But is the prison system in Ireland, is it...
That's bad, bro. It's all right.
Is it in favor of like
rehabilitation? You're allowed
FIFA.
You're allowed FIFA in prison island, bro.
Like FIFA 24, the latest one.
Yeah, 100%.
That's crazy.
So they have like a child detention facility.
Like, could you like campus. do degrees in there and stuff like that?
I don't even know. Hold on.
Because some people, they go into prison worse and come back even. Yeah. Even worse.
And that's why I fear. That's what I fear.
Yeah.
I would actually like to know the stats of people that actually turn their life around after going.
And then you get done for obstruction of law.
Yeah.
If you get found
exactly.
out.
Exactly.
So then both of you go in prison.
Yeah. That's true.
Of justice.
Yeah, that's justice, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then what is justice really?
Oh, jeez.
Well, there's an argument to say that, like, really? There's an argument to say that justice has been served. The bully was bullying your child.
Ah, but he doesn't deserve to die.
He doesn't deserve to die.
Do you mind see the UK bully then?
He doesn't deserve to die, yeah? But the issue is, the reverse could be just the same.
Yeah. If they killed your son, God forbid, like, they killed
the child. Yeah, but both is still wrong.
No, I hear you, but what would you say if a bully punched your kid and your kid hit his head on the floor and died?
What would I say?
Yeah.
R.I.P. I couldn't resist. Snow is not real.
No, but I don't think we'd have the same lens of sympathy.
For the bully. Yeah.
Because you'd be like, well, he did just throw a punch. He didn't mean to kill him.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a mad one.
But I don't know. Maybe because I'm not in a situation, I wouldn't be hell-bent on the bully going to prison as well. But that just that's just me saying maybe I have a different reaction if God forbid
it never happened.
But that's just me saying I don't think I'll be hell bent on a bully going to jail.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I'm on that. I wouldn't be.
I've been a kid. I know kids are kids.
Yeah.
Kids are kids.
Like bullying is an effect of something. Yeah. So it's not. Yeah. It's the outcome of something going wrong in the house.
If it was an adult though, if it was someone older who did something like that to my kid.
Yeah, different story though.
I want them dead.
Oh no, don't worry.
Man, they will say dead. Man, took it a step further.
No, don't worry. Yeah. I'm going to prison. I'll go to prison.
I think you know what? Sometimes, like when I was younger, I like to Christianize everything. Like I'll just pray for them.
No, I'm not.
I probably want them dead. Like I said, because I've never had a kid, but I just know valuable people in your life. Yeah, if someone was to take them away from you,
you might.
There is a part of you, maybe later on, that's like, that person deserves...
Let God do a walk in later.
God has to do a walk in.
But right now...
Initially, you're
just you know that must be like, God, you're going to have to forgive me.
Yeah.
Somebody's
like, I remember Gio, he always says, you can touch my ministry, uh-huh. You probably touch my family, you can touch my work, whatever, touch me, beat me.
Yeah.
I'll leave you, I'll pray for you, I'll pray that God helps you. Because my second, he said, touch my kids. Second, you touch my wife, you're a dead man. Mm. That's Gio Redeem said, touch my wife, and I will supervise your death.
Wow! I'll supervise your death.
Do you know what? I hear it.
I hear it, bro.
Because I think like that is, in my opinion, and I think maybe the Bible backs this, but like. No, actually, the Bible does, I guess. Jesus Christ says, love your... No, is it Jesus that said it? Paul said, love your wife like Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
Christ was willing to die for the church.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Do you get me? If you're going to use those things as a marker, if Christ was willing to... Not willing, he did.
Yeah.
If Christ did die for the church, you should be willing to die for your wife.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You die for your wife, bro?
Yeah. No, for sure. No, I'm not joking.
You can't ask people questions like that because, like, they're going to answer, yeah, but then you'll always make it look so
wrong. Because
I feel like you'll be in, like, that's just your instinct as a man as well.
Yeah.
To want to be the protector.
I want to ask, actually, did you feel that, like, and I know you probably felt it while your wife was your girlfriend, but did you feel like an increase in that kind of thing?
For sure.
Once you got married?
For sure. Because now this is a lifelong commitment.
Yeah.
And it's not only a commitment to her, it's a commitment to God and it's a commitment to everyone that was there on the day as well.
Yeah.
So you can't... If you let one party down, you let everyone down.
Rusky, one uncle said to me today in church, I went to my girl's church today. my fiance's church today.
Abbe.
It has to change. Language has to change. I went to the church today, and one of the elders was like, oh, man, yeah, no, we're so happy for you. So, because we're cheering you all, we're praying for you. Because I just know that as we're praying for you, as we're cheering you on, I have a knife behind my back.
I hear it.
I said, I hear it, bro.
I hear it. I hear it. Strong.
He goes, cool. We love you. We'll support you. Mess up. There's a knife behind our back.
I hear it.
Do you know what?
Don't you dare mess up.
That's why I don't understand. Like, the more you actually think about it, cheating in marriage is actually so wild.
Yeah. Especially in marriage, it's crazy.
It's so wild.
Yeah.
Because you have your own family.
Yeah.
And then her family.
Yeah. Imagine facing her family saying this is what you did. It's crazy.
That is actually so wild.
Like, people that have come back from that, kudos to you,
bro. Better than Chris Brown.
I don't think I can ever come back. Like, even the shame. Fill me up, man.
Man, boys, I have another... I found something else to prove that this world is coming to an end.
The Bible is enough, bro. Yeah.
No, my
perilous times.
Have you man heard of bug chasers?
What's going on now, man?
That even sounds wild. Yeah. What is it, bro?
Right, so bug chasers, let me read up the definition I saw. So bug chasers are HIV negative men who actively seek unprotected sex with HIV positive partners so that they themselves can become HIV
infected. That's a crime, no?
No, they're negative.
No?
They are negative. They want to get HIV.
Oh.
So the active pursuit of chasing, the active pursuit of the HIV virus, which is the bug, gives them the moniker bug chaser.
Why?
So
a HIV, that's demonic,
bro. It's a sexual fetish.
No. Let's stop calling things sexual fetishes. That's demonic.
Spiritual.
Yeah. Bug chasers. You learn something new today.
You want to get HIV.
You're actively seeking out people with HIV, knowing that you don't have it, and having unprotected sex with them to get HIV.
And what would you let the people that you want to have sex with know that you want HIV, or keep them in the dark?
I didn't do as much research to know their mindset.
What is like me going out to wanting? Let me not say that one, but it's like me going. But that's mad, no?
Yeah,
and. Sorry, I'm very not versed in all these
neither am I.
AIDS and stuff. HIV, what is the effect of it?
The virus, no?
Yeah, I think HIV can become AIDS, I think.
AIDS is the disease. HIV is virus.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not sure.
HIV is a virus, though. So it just weakens your immune system by destroying CD4 and T cells. I don't know what that means.
But does that have an effect on your performance? No, it doesn't, no?
So apparently it says...
But why do people, like, in Nigerian movies, HIV AIDS? HIV positive? Why they all like...
Hold on, HIV versus AIDS.
So can you only get HIV through sexual intercourse?
No, like needles and stuff, I think.
So if HIV is not treated, it can lead to AIDS.
AIDS is the big boy.
Yeah. So it's AIDS stands for Acquired Immunodeficiency Syndrome.
That's a death. Also, if you have AIDS, there's no cure for AIDS.
No. And there's no AIDS. So once you have HIV, you have it for life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so unlike some other viruses...
When they have HIV, they just live with it, like, take medicine to live with it.
So you have... There's
so
this
you
thing
can't
called,
have sexual intercourse anymore, no?
No, you can't.
You probably shouldn't be doing... You shouldn't be on the streets.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have to find your own person that wants HIV as well.
Babe, show for HIV.
But I think with HIV, you can take drugs that reduces the count in your blood.
Wow. Hold on.
But Martin, if you now, God forbid... If you now have HIV now, and even if you take the drugs that helps you reduce the count for wherever, are you still able to have like sexual intercourse?
Yes.
And not give someone HIV?
Yes. I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then even to the extent of having kids and it not being passed on to your children.
Okay. God forbid we'll not have HIV.
Amen. No, anyway, we don't have any disease.
We shouldn't.
We found our partner, we shouldn't.
Imagine. The one has HIV. Ooh. No, as imagine the hell a married man has HIV.
He go from outside.
Where did you go?
And he was no. Not only outside, he was really outside. He was really, really outside.
Do you man see guys and you just think cheetah?
I'm so annoyed that
guys came to mind.
Where was I?
Don't say his name, or please.
No, this was random guy. Just like I don't even know the guy. Oh, I man. Just saw him. I think it was one African shop, and I was with my wife, and I was like, this guy looks like
he's cheating.
They have a look,
bro. This is
he moves to girls in Vela.
He's an aura,
bro. You see, certain man we play football with.
Guy, you were back ahead on Saturday. And I won't help you. We can't stop there.
Bro, I went with the Nigerian guys yesterday, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. One came, he didn't play football at all, though. He just came from work. The guy began to insult me. He said, Wear it. Bro, I'm just playing. He said, if I was playing, I would take your leg off.
Bro, why are you here?
Man definitely did like overnight shift or something.
And they came straight to football pitch. Angry.
That's crazy, man.
And the way they throw insults is unbelievable, bro.
It's so funny, man. It's so funny.
Yo, shout out to, I think I want to shout out this week.
Travis and Els.
Travis and Els. They dropped the album on
number
Friday
one.
And number went number one. One. Which is shout out to the boys.
Big up to the boys.
That is sick. That is so sick. That's so sick.
Any more shout-outs?
No, that's all I have for this week, to be honest. I think shout-out to Dave for the proposal still.
It has to be done, bro. I think everyone else... I want, like, this is probably not
shout recent. Shout-out! Oh, go on.
Kala Crowns. She's been doing lots of people's hair. I know she's opened a space, but she's absolutely doing bits. I think she's worked with, like, Samsung, Netflix, big.
Color Crowns is crazy.
Color Crowns is crazy. But shout out to her.
Stephanie.
Well, that's her name, yeah.
Yeah, do you want
to That's her name.
Shout out Akpo as well.
Yes.
He did his first event.
I didn't even say I was there. Yeah. It was actually really fun. Yeah. I think the idea was good. I think there was maybe one DJ that didn't stick to their genre.
Yeah.
They got a bit.
Yeah,
I was there. I can't remember. I'm not going to say the
name.
No. I told the lads that they should do whatever, but there was one that
they gave him a genre and it didn't stick to his genre.
Yeah, the person didn't stick to the genre. But other than that, though, the whole thing was sick. Yeah. It was really good. It was really fun. And I think the thing I appreciated the most was they paid attention to little details.
Yeah,
do you get me?
Nice.
And it made the event run smoothly or not. So it was a great time. I didn't stay to the end there, but
I was at VJ Jackson's show on.
How was that?
On Friday, Thursday,
the 15th,
yeah, Friday. It was good. The Soundhouse did him sort of dirty, in a sense.
Yeah. I was talking to the bassist yesterday.
Yeah, wow. the mic. He came on stage, and the mic wasn't on, wasn't working. So he had to perform a whole song without the mic. Then he got the mic on, and he kept going in and out. Now I know it was connected to sort of a auto tune thing as well. So it might have been a bit of an issue there as well, but. Other than that, he's a rock star, bro. Yeah. He did his thing, enjoyed himself. It was a good night. It was a good night. Fair play to VJ Jackson.
Yeah, shout out to VJ still.
Yeah.
Did you man see Wizkid say that don't call me an Afrobeat artist?
He's just an artist.
He's an artist now.
Yeah. I hear what he's saying, though.
I think he's prepping. Yeah. Do you know what, though? I think he's, how do I describe it? He's preparing himself and everybody that my next album is not what he thinks is going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was basically saying, like, blogs don't mention me, don't tag me in anything, like.
But then do you feel he's doing not an injustice, but he's like giving Afrobeat like a slap in the face?
No,
I just think he's saying like okay,
because if Burna started.
If Burna said that, like, I think people would hear it a bit more as well, because.
Burna has never been strictly just Afrobeat.
Just Afrobeat, you know what I mean? Like
even his entry into the...
Yeah, it was more
Afro-pop-ish, very Caribbean influence, that kind of thing.
I think I understand when artists say, like, hey, I'm an artist. Mm.
Yeah.
I do understand it, because even Chris Brown wouldn't want to be called an R&B artist.
You just wrote because
he's an artist, because he's pop, he's in hip hop, pop, he's R&B, he's all of those things. Like, you don't want to just
even rapped on songs.
Don't you think Afrobeat might be different in the sense that when we think of Afrobeat, we think of Wizkid, Davido, Burna Boy, and one of the big guys are now saying don't associate me with that genre anymore.
Do you know what? He's contributed enough to the genre.
Yeah,
he's part of the people that made it global.
Yeah,
he's done enough. Now
but then, is Afrobeat like at that stage? Yet,
well
I think before him, yeah,
it was a lot lower.
But is Afrobeat like? Is it like? do you get what I'm saying? Like, is it like,
no,
on the same level as hip hop?
No.
It's not.
So
it's
for
not.
Me, when one of like the top guys in a genre is saying, "Don't associate me with a genre," especially. Yeah. So I was reading the comments. People were saying your accent screams Afrobeat. So when a top guy in that genre is saying don't associate me with that genre, I'm like, why? To what end?
I hear it and I don't hear it. Like, as in, like, I do hear what you're saying. Mm. Like, we're not there for you to sort of disassociate yourself already. But also, he's an artist. Do you know what I mean?
He wants to try different, but then the different stuff he's trying,
it's not working.
He's not here.
His last album,
Made in Lagos, was a moment in time, and I think he's trying to live that hype again. I don't think.
Yeah,
it's hard for artists to do that. Yeah. It's very hard, guys.
Very hard. Yeah. It's very very hard.
When you have a great album like the way you have it, and then to sort of get,
and that's the thing. I feel like the only person that's been able to kind of just like. keep running at that kind of speed is burner.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the last two albums were not
burners.
Yeah.
But I didn't even hear the last one, bro.
No, so because I think Burner's album that was actually sick is, hold on, let me get it up now.
Wasn't it African Giant?
I think it was, yeah, African Giant is the one
that had bare hits.
Fam, African Giant had too many songs, too many bangers.
They said he only won the Grammy for the next one because of his
Diddy's involvement.
Diddy's involvement.
And we all know what Diddy is on.
What did Diddy's involvement look like?
No, and then, hey, but now, boy!
Yeah. I think, do you know what?
We don't catch you, boy. I think,
do you think that Wizkid is probably not releasing music that's good enough?
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't think he's releasing not. High quality. Wizkid has not always... Burna is a better artist than Wizkid.
Yeah, because I'm looking at Twice as Tall, Love Damini, and I told them,
yeah,
each of those albums have six songs in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have six songs in them. So, because I was going to say, like, he's still... Burna is not, he's not riding off African Giant. He's literally riding off the... Because he's touring the albums, by the way.
Yeah.
So he's Love Damini came out in 2022. He did a Love Damini tour. Mm-hmm. He's doing an I Told Them tour right now. Yeah. Do you get me? Mm. Like he's, I don't know. Wizkid might not be releasing music that's good enough.
Let's see Wizkid's album.
Yeah, hold on.
I think Made in Lagos. You got to think about Made in Lagos.
You might not winning. Fair play.
We just got there.
Last minute.
I was going to shout, but if I shouted there.
Fair play.
So Ayo came out in 2017.
That was a decent album.
Well, I didn't know that was that recent.
That was a decent album.
I didn't know Ayo was that recent. I thought it was like older.
2017?
Yeah, I thought it was older.
No, check properly.
Yeah, that's what Spotify is saying here. It's 2017.
Yeah, it makes sense. No, it makes sense. 2017.
Damn.
And then after that was what? Made in Lagos.
That doesn't make sense. Hold on. Sure, I'm trying to see all here, please. What's wrong with this thing? Hold on.
Let's scroll all the way down and let's scroll back up.
Yeah. So
these are all singles, I think.
Yeah, singles.
It makes 2017 make sense, no? Sounds from the other
sounds
side.
Sounds like it's 2017. Hold on, let me just go on Google.
Wait, did they release two albums that year?
Nah, Wizkid albums.
Spotify can't be wrong, though. Like, it's Spotify. You can't be.
Yeah. No, I think it's right, yeah.
So released two albums that year?
Yeah, so no. So Superstars 2011, Sounds from the Other Side was 2017, and then Ayo was 2017 as well.
So Superstars 2017 and then End of
Yeah, and then Made in Lagos was 2020, and then More Love, Less Ego was 2022.
Because Whiskey doesn't have... He doesn't have great albums like that.
Yeah, he doesn't have great projects like that.
Maybe the first one, to be honest, making a good album is hard.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, they're making several of those.
But he also dropped an EP called S2, and it has Ololufe with Wande Coe. Whenever those two come together, do they always crazy.
Well, no, Wande Coe is crazy.
Yeah, and then I Don't Know with Zlatan was also sick.
Wande Coe is crazy.
Do you know, making an album is hard,
mm-hmm.
but then why is it, then what is it that some people are able to just do it constantly and be good at it?
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. If you take Wizkid and Burna Boy, for example, right?
Yeah.
Burna Boy has the capabilities of making several good albums because he's a good artist.
He's a good artist.
Do you know what I mean? Wizkid will give you, like, if Wizkid gives you a great album, he's going to give you a great album because it's like,
Everything came together.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Well, I don't know if you can
Burna is every time. Everything came together and he's also good.
And he could do it all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That makes sense. And then there's Davido, but
but I think, like, apparently in Nigeria they love Davido way. Davido is the guy.
Davido is the guy in Nigeria.
Yeah. Davido is the man of the people type of guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
But then when that guy, Kai Sinat, Femi Omoriri, when he came,
I love him so much.
The guy's vibes. When he came to Nigeria and Davido was like showing him around, like giving him his car to use.
Yeah.
People were saying that Davido, you do too much. Yeah. He was saying, don't you know you're a superstar? Why are you showing the little boy around?
They don't know who Kai Sinat is. Please.
Kai Sinat? No, but like, David was a big boy. But and Kai, like, I loved, like, obviously, Kai Sinat is just like an American, like, hype young kid. Like,
yeah.
I love how we could go to Nigeria and, like, that moment, like, them being together could be, like,
a thing.
A thing. It was like, Do you know what I mean?
Davido doesn't have that many albums, but his albums are actually pretty good. So he has Omoba, Olowo, 2012, A Good Time in 2019, A Better Time in 2020. So A Better Time has Fem Jowo. Has The Best With Me. Yeah, there's a good few songs in here. And then his last album was called Timeless. I won't lie. Over Them, Feel It. Unavailable. The album is good. Nah, that was good.
Anyways, how long we been there?
124, pal. Yeah.
So, actually, I was gonna touch on it, but I thought it was quite crazy. We're talking about the bullying thing.
Yeah.
The little kid in the UK. Did you guys see the video?
I didn't see what.
Yeah, some like white kid was like kicking him around, and then told him to kiss his shoe, or else he's like, you'll beat him up. Yeah.
Was this recent?
Yeah, just there. Well, the video came out there.
Was it a big, well, people outraged about it?
Yeah, because like the kid kissed his shoe, and he's still kicking the guy around and everything. And I think apparently the guy's been arrested, the little kid, like the white boy.
Got arrested?
Yeah, but like, again, yeah.
Probably just for sure.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? What's really going to happen? But it's just mad to see that still happens, and people are still recording these things, and you know.
Oh, you have it there.
Yeah.
You found it, yeah?
Yeah. I hope it is it.
But that was normal growing up, no?
Well, for us.
Well, for some people I suppose.
You can tell he's doing it for his mates' attention
You know what I mean?
The way he's looking back.
Yeah.
That must be so good. I'm
so annoying, do you know what I mean? But it's just like, it's bad, it's mad to see that still happen today, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Nothing.
Yeah. Nah. It's really, really disappointing to see that still happen. The kids are still, like, that's still happening with, like, kids, especially in the UK as well, like, you know.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
But
nothing's going to happen to him.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same old story.
That guy didn't look like a kid, though.
Yeah, they look pretty old.
If he's like 16, 17,
if they're
18.
Old, then they should get a bit of trouble.
And also, like obviously the video doesn't show everything, but what that video shows, it pushed him and then he told him to do it and then he did it. Did you get me?
Yeah.
Is this the video?
Yeah. Oh, I saw like the guy, kid's face and everything. Like this is,
or like
they blurred it. Like I've seen.
And what did he kick him and beat him up after?
Yeah, there's another video of him kicking him around after he kissed
him. Okay.
Yeah.
Because he just cuts here, so he does it and stands back up and then it cuts.
Yeah.
But I feel things like bullying, they're not going to, it's not going to stop.
No, boys, I'm not going to lie.
Like bullying are going to be here forever.
No, I promise you, I'm going to teach my children how to fight.
Yeah.
That's not happening to you.
Yeah, it's just mad.
And the issue is like, I do believe you can control, I probably won't. That's why I've always been a big fan of jiu-jitsu. Jiu-jitsu doesn't require you actually throwing hands. It's grapple based.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
you restrain someone, put them in a headlock.
Yeah,
they will tap. Once they tap, you let go.
But then
they will never
then,
disturb you again. And
then, that's not to say that just because you know jiu-jitsu that you beat everybody that tries you.
No, and that isn't.
You'll have something to stand on.
That is true. But the issue is like, so think about. So, just to give you a small example, remember those days when you are broke and you're leaving your house?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're anxious.
Yeah.
Because if anything happens now, I don't know how to take care of it.
Yeah.
But when you have money in your pocket, what you leave?
Like you have something.
It's confidence. It just gives you confidence.
Confidence can be in the wrong place. Because I remember someone in my school, was this secular private, one or two, they were the guy for knowing MMA.
Yeah.
The MMA guy that they could beat. He came to me, I beat him.
No, but the issue is
I didn't know MMA.
But the issue is like, not everyone is like you.
You're a beast, bro.
But you see, that confidence alone, you don't know how many fights he's avoided because people just associate him with that.
I understand, but then that confidence could also be from a place that, nobody can beat me. You get me?
Yeah, yeah,
so,
no,
yeah.
No,
that
no,
was
yeah,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's walking around like Goody saying nobody can slap me.
Goody. If somebody slaps you.
If somebody slaps Goody. Oh, my God. Ah, Dongo production. If they slap you.
You go speak.
Oh, God.
You go speak.
No, but you know, like, I think the reason, remember, we had the conversation about, oh, would you train your kids or would you train?
Yeah.
And I'm very much so like, I hear the value in like being able to defend yourself, of course.
Yeah.
I want my kids to know what to walk away from and what to engage in.
Yes, yeah.
Like,
yes,
that's
yes,
my yes, sort yes, of yes. primary thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because sometimes you teach them how to fight and they're like, so I'll just use it every time. Like,
yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the sort of, that's
it's
the...
Like, I think this, the primary skill is diffusion.
Yeah.
Diffusing, sorry.
Yeah, diffusing. Yeah.
Just if you can calm it down.
There's times when I was growing up, when I was in, obviously, I walk home from school and a group of like white guys would throw rocks, like proper shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just me and my brother walking home, and there's a whole 10 of them. Right, so you just got the stone thrown at you,
yeah,
and you're gonna walk home. That's what you're gonna do for at this situation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. You're just gonna walk home.
There's no point in engaging.
You can't thing. Engage in this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's being smart, being street smart. Did you man watch the reunion?
Oh, I did.
Boys, watch it. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. All right. Wait. Let okay, boys. Let's organize it. We'll discuss. How we went. We discussed, yes, Jeremy and Sarah Ann,
yeah.
Then we'll discuss Trevor.
That guy is
we'll discuss Trevor.
As big as you are, Trevor. Yeah.
Then we'll quickly go to AD and mm-hmm, Clay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then Chelsea and Jimmy. And then those last couple
that I don't give a rat. Don't give a rat. Self control. Forget them. All right. So.
Jeremy and Sarah.
Do you
think the cast went too hard on them?
Yeah.
So who's Sarah Ann?
The one that went jet ski.
Okay. Kinda.
Yeah. But Sarah Ann is out of line.
She's out of line. Like, she opened the door for that to happen.
Why is she out of line?
Because
she was engaged.
You messaged an engaged man saying, if the door is open.
Yeah.
If the door is open.
It's a show, boys. It's a reality show, man.
Like, that's
she made a valid point.
Is it Laura? Laura, the one that he was actually with?
Yeah.
I think she said, like, that this was real to me. Like, the engagement was real. Like, he really met my parents.
She goes, all the steps had been followed.
This is real. It's not like...
And apparently, it wasn't real to that's her aunt, babe. Remember, she was saying that she posted the video and saying, "Oh, it was just for entertainment.
I'm
entertaining you."
I think she got caught out with that. So one thing I liked about the host this year,
they went in, but they didn't really go in on Chelsea.
On Chelsea,
yeah, was a bit. But yeah. Then again, I think it's called
mental health.
Broski, the way they pulled out on Trevor,
let's focus. We're following a structure. This is a structure. No. But like, even they were questioning Jeremy.
Yeah.
But you know what? I don't think he cares like that.
He didn't care. He even called out the rumors on the outside that he was engaged.
But he
said that it was previous.
I was engaged beforehand. Like,
and what I like about the reviews, they always put the camera on the person's face, like the next person's face.
I get what you're saying.
Laura, they put Laura's face on when Sarah Ann will talk.
I
see her like rolling the eyes and stuff like that.
But the one thing that pissed me off is all the previous.
What are they doing there?
That made no sense to me.
What's going on?
It was good to see some of them still married, huh?
To be honest, I think the reason why they brought it was probably so. You remember the comment that Sarah Ann made on socials that it's for entertainment?
Yeah.
And then the host, the man was actually pissed because he was just saying like, yo, this isn't a joke here.
This is real.
You should be able to come here because we put the show on because we want people to actually find love. We're trying to find another way around it. So I think that those two things are connected.
But they're protecting their bag as well.
Yeah, 100%. Of course.
To protect the integrity of the show.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so Trevor.
Trevor is the biggest coward I've ever met in my life. And I haven't even met him.
But
no, fella came on there and just goes,
he was speechless.
He was stunned.
But did you not know that they were asking those questions?
Bro, why did you dare in a headline? No. I think Love is Blind, the production guys, they blindsided him 100%.
In what sense?
They didn't tell him that we're going to pull out every single message that you texted your girlfriend. They didn't tell him that. Because if he found out that, he wouldn't have gone on this show. He wouldn't have. Think about it. The guy, because, okay, let me give my theory. Let me give my theory, right? The guy, America's Watching.
Superman.
Matthew.
Yeah. He didn't show up at all.
He was asked to come, but he didn't come, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, so you have an option.
Yeah, that's true.
If Trevor knew that they're going to throw all the messages, Trevor's not coming. Because then Trevor's, all the messages come out, and Trevor's like,
it was speechless.
It's there in the headlines. It was gone.
You're right. You're right. They lied to him.
They lied to him. And then the guy now said, "Oh, I would like to leave." I was like, Trevor.
You know, cool. You're right. Because the issue is, I'm like, Matthew didn't come because he watched that show back.
But then he knows.
But then you know when they said it. Say the same thing to the same girl.
He didn't necessarily say the exact same thing. Isn't it
a normal question for you to ask one that, oh, I would like to get your father's permission, or ask about their dad?
Isn't that normal conversation? People keep forgetting, like, you could genuinely be in love with two people in that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I think he was.
He was.
And to be honest, he did the right thing because he actually left the show to chase after one of the girls.
Supposedly, anyway.
No, not KD. Remember the other white girl.
I remember her name though. Is it Amber?
Ooh. No. There was another. So remember he was talking to AD and white girl.
When the white girl left,
he basically said, I'm leaving to go after her.
Yes.
Remember?
But that night too, they were trying to push that. He said the same thing to the same girl.
That's not true. Yeah. But okay, with Trevor.
They had the same conversation.
But it wasn't because
they're both talking about fatherhood and having fatherhood.
And he was like, oh, I was vulnerable. Yeah, like you guys were like, you liked each other.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Of course. It's expected.
I think Trevor was Amo, we did go TV. We're gonna blow after this thing, man.
Who's Trevor?
Babe, are you down? The guy we're just talking about now.
We're gonna blow now.
But do you know what? Everything about him is off.
His mullet.
His facial hair looked weird looking to me.
The way he walks.
He walks like someone forced him. Like go on stage.
That's Americans, bro.
No. It's him. He's weird. The guy is weird.
I think you put like all those text messages. Like,
he's uncomfortable with being the bad guy.
Yeah,
and
let me let me tell you for somebody that's been
like
caught.
Jeremy.
No, Jeremy would have leaned in.
Yeah.
Jeremy was like, yeah, and
yeah.
Like I had an agreement with her before I came on show. She's not my girlfriend. I never asked her to be.
She knew I was good. I was looking for options and. Uh-huh. Bro, like see, he got caught. No, but hear me, boys. For someone that's been caught, slip, bro.
You're speechless.
Bro, I told you my story now. She sent me the snaps I was sending the girl.
Yeah. That's long.
There's no lie you can even tell.
You know you could do.
You know them ones.
What I was saying was bad.
No, my phone died. Bro, hang up and put it in the blue mode.
I said, open the door.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And no, fair enough, but I think he didn't want to be the bad guy. He didn't want to have the perception of the bad guy.
Yeah.
Because like,
I kind of like one thing he says. Like, I don't give a rat about the world. I only owe Chelsea an
apology.
Which I kind of like. Cool.
That's true.
It's true. You only owe her something. The Love is Blind cast or the hosts. They blindsided the guy.
I'm really unhappy. Like the only thing I think the host didn't do well enough for me was going in on Chelsea.
But as you said, mental health.
Right.
And she's a woman as well.
But my thing is, it's just like the way she was acting. And then also, I think they told the whole cast to be careful.
Yeah.
Because you know when they ask the floor, like when she goes, what do you guys think about the fact that she told private information publicly?
Yeah.
If you notice,
even that as well.
When they ask a question, no one kind of said anything. And they pan to like almost all of them.
Yeah.
And then the person that spoke was just like, yeah, you know, she has to speak about things that bother her. I'm just like,
Yeah. They were told to be.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's soft. That's not right.
That's not right. Soft mind.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's just.
And the whole Megan Fox thing as well, bro. I think it's good that she saw the funny side of it, but
yeah.
It's not funny, bro. You laughing, bro.
It's not funny at all.
AD and Claybus.
No. Okay. I think those are the hottest one.
Ah, gosh. Right?
So, first of all, the couple that got married, they're boring. Yeah. Nobody really cares.
Birth control every week. Yeah.
Nobody cares.
I kind of like them, though.
No, sure.
They're lovely.
I like them.
They're lovely.
But they're boring. For TV.
It's
drama free.
It's TV.
It was lovely.
I'm happy for them.
We don't talk about, that person's happily married.
Yeah.
He's all gonna cheat. That's what we talk about. You know what I mean?
So, like, for us, it's like, you know what? It worked. You know, at least it worked for one couple. So, fair play to you guys.
Yeah.
The youth minister. Worship leader
and principal.
And
the best friend, and they talk every single day.
Yeah, just talk every single day. I'm just like,
you know, that's Christians. You hear me?
Bro, do you know people think you have an agenda against Christians on this podcast?
No, but that's like, I look at them and say, yeah, that's a Christian thing to do.
Yeah, best friends. Best friends.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about them. I'm like, you know what? All right.
Yeah, like
all right.
Him saying I love my students and all that, bro, give it up,
mate. Yeah, get away.
No principal knows their students.
I've been away from my students. Yeah. And my staff.
I'm very locked in.
You don't like the girl, bro.
I'm very locked in. I speak to the parents. Shut up, man.
Yeah.
Shut up, man.
Right, so they were quite boring anyways. Yeah. But
I'm happy that that they were still able to maintain a friendship. Because the issue is the way it ended on that.
Yeah.
It didn't look good.
They also mentioned that it wasn't like that. That's not how it actually
exactly,
ended.
Exactly, yeah. Because the show made it look like it was worse than it was.
You get me? And I just think he was overexcited about AD and Clay. Like, he was gassed.
Let's actually just talk about Jeremy and... Chelsea and what's his name? Jimmy. What is going on there?
Are they together? I don't know. We never got that information.
Because they're very touchy.
They sat beside each other.
Yeah, but they're like,
and she was touching his knee. And
you holding hands. I'm like, you guys are really touchy.
Yeah, they're probably back together, but
if they're back together, he doesn't like peace, and that's like, that's his problem. But he doesn't like peace because what the hell is going on there, pal?
Like Chelsea, man, Chelsea. Again, she always looks like she's sweating, but.
You just done running, yeah? Back from a jog.
Back from a jog is crazy.
AD and Clay.
AD and Clay was.
Clay rejects? Not rejects, what? Regrets, sorry. He regrets not marrying that girl.
Wait. Honestly speaking, let's be so real, yeah? Let's be so real.
Yeah.
Can we be real for a second?
Yeah, let's be real.
Yeah. In your past, before you once married, once engaged, relationship. Okay. So, before our girls now, have you seen an ex? I'd be like, flip.
Hey, yo.
I think he saw AD and I don't know what she was wearing
again.
Naked, whatever.
But the problem is, going off of social media, I don't think she's playing hard to get
online. I think if he said he's actively hitting, she's actively on it, bro.
And then especially when he gave the speech, she was just like, I'll take you back right now. She had that face, I'll take you back right now.
Yeah, you reckon she's desperate?
If I was to give my real opinion, if me and Smiley were here, will be cancelled.
I'm not going to give my real opinion.
Yeah. So that's it.
No, because there's another video, you know those videos of those just random groups of American men that just meet up and wear suits and walk down.
And they hire a videographer to record them.
She recorded a video on TikTok.
Where this guy's at? Yeah.
People are like, if you like corny ass niggas like this, that's why.
Because,
let's be honest, you know, girls that are as serious as she says she is, don't allow access.
To a
guy that they've rejected.
Yeah, exactly.
That is just straight fact.
Exactly.
Do you get me? Because
especially the way Clay did it, guys. Clay got her to the altar, boys.
Yeah. And especially the conversation after that.
Yeah.
In the room.
Clay was disrespectful. Let's be honest.
He kissed her.
On the forehead.
Yeah, but Clay was disrespectful to her.
Yeah, right? No, that was bad.
The difference between
Clay... But I don't think it was intentional from Clay, guys.
It may not be intentional.
No, I think it was. Because it's not when you get to the altar... That you say, oh, I can't do this anymore.
Let's discuss.
Okay.
Clay says on the reunion, he says, guys, I was still debating while I was on the altar.
Yeah.
It's not, bro, you know before that.
Bro, let me tell you something.
You know before that.
He was doubting before that.
Bro, wait.
I'm going to finish on this note here. Okay. I know people who are married now who told me, David, while she was walking up, I was doubting.
Okay. Fair enough. Wait.
I'm not telling you, Dave. I don't believe them.
Dave, out of the abundance of the heart,
the mouth speaketh. Yes, sir.
When she walked up the altar, what was the first thing commented on? Her body, bro.
The guy just wanted to knock.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's why he was.
He mentioned her body. He doesn't give a rat, bro.
He just want to knock.
I don't think he doesn't give a rat, bro. No. I just think he's caught up with the old Clay, bro.
Okay, maybe he doesn't. Yeah. Maybe he does give a rat. I think there's two things at play. He knew beforehand.
Bro, it's not the altar that you know, but
He doubted beforehand.
And I think he got to the altar thinking that his mind would change, and it didn't. And he didn't follow through with it.
Yeah, okay.
Second thing has gone. Yeah, sorry. The second thing as well is he's the type of guy that gets in his own way.
Yeah. 100%.
Do you get me? And I think he shouldn't have married her if it was that unsure. So at least he made the right decision by not saying yes.
Yeah.
But I think he should have handled it the way Jimmy did.
I completely agree.
Tell her before and I know.
I completely agree.
That's why I read Jimmy. Because Jimmy claims he loves Chelsea more than Clay said he loved AD, and he still didn't bring her to the altar.
So it brings me to the point of actually let's scrap the show now. Marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'm very much when he said no, I paused the TV
and discuss.
I couldn't discuss with nobody. Nobody was around.
Yeah.
I looked to my left. I looked to my right. Found nobody. Bro, I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I had to stand up, take a breather, sit back down, press play again. Because I was like, how did this guy say no here? Then I thought about it.
Yeah.
I was like, sure, you're married. You saw your bride walk up. Mm.
Yeah.
You were asked, would you take her? Everything, and you said yes. And she said yes. And you expect that. You spent all that money. You're not going to say no. Yeah. Right? I think the stakes are a little bit different in Love is Blind on one hand, but I'm going to put that to the side for a second.
Okay, no, explain why the stakes are different. Is it the
a lot of stuff are paid for.
A lot, yeah, and true. There's no personal sacrifice.
Yes. Okay. As much, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Put that to the side anyways.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't have...
It does have an effect.
It does. No,
a very small one.
It's slightly diminished.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this is major.
Yeah.
But put it aside.
Mm-hmm.
When they ask you a question, you know you're allowed to answer like yes or no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, majority of the times when people say, "Do you take this person as your wife?" You're gonna say yes because you plan to marry this person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You say, "Will you marry me?" But I think the point of that place is yes to say yes, but also. Why does the pastor say, does anybody object or do you take this person as your wife? Because you can say yes or you can say no.
Yeah.
And if you say no, that was a space to say no. You're not actually supposed to say no after you say yes. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my whole thing is like, he did it too late, but he did it at the right time. He did it too late, but he did it It was too late. If you're ever going to be doubtful after you've gone through all those processes,
it's in that moment
you can do it.
But then you should do everything in your power not to leave it up to that moment to say no.
That's my thing.
I understand.
I'm sure it was debating the night before. Oh, like, even don't go up to the altar if you're not unsure.
Okay, Jimmy saying, let's call this off, was Jimmy realizing how he's feeling and saying, I want this guy's giving me too much evidence to not go to the altar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. AD, I think, were not the same way. Think about Jimmy. Let's just think about it for a second. Mm-hmm. Chelsea's a wreck, boys. I said no immediately.
From the jump,
you know what I mean?
I would have said no the second I saw her.
Yeah, but we know Clay's battle was with himself. It wasn't with AD.
Yeah.
So I think Clay's issue was that, bro, there's no the opportunity is too beautiful now. The opportunity is too beautiful now. She hasn't done anything wrong. Maybe I just need to fix myself. I can understand him getting to a place where it's like,
you need to man up at that stage.
I know. I'm not justifying it, but I'm saying I could understand somebody getting to the altar in that context, not in our context. Bro, if I get to the altar, I'm more pastor.
If somebody stands up to object, I say, shut up, I'll sit down there now. Shut up, your man.
I mean, it's him crying on the reunion, or almost like sort of like welling up.
Do you know, okay, I don't like AD. Oh, sorry, not AD. I don't like Clay.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like him.
He's always talking like he's in an interview.
I don't like him because of how he communicates.
Yeah.
Like, and my issue is just like, I don't know if it's his mind, but you know those people that just talk around the point constantly?
Yeah, they
don't land. And then they just end it like mid-sentence and look at you like, I'm finished. I'm like, finished what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, what did you just say?
Yeah.
He's one of, like, I feel like there's someone we know in real life that does that.
Yeah.
There's somebody we know in real life that does that.
Doesn't get to the point?
Yeah. I never mind. Yeah. We'll talk about it later. Yeah. But like, it's just like, why you, like, do you love her? Or why didn't you, what made you make that decision? I was like, you know what? I was in doubt all throughout. And
I know what you mean.
Also has a sweet mouth.
It's not sweet enough for me. It's dirty.
It's no, not for you, for AD.
Yeah.
He has a sweet, the things you'll be saying.
Yeah. She has a type.
Yeah, no.
And he's her type.
Definitely. And
but
I think,
then
I think,
she didn't go on dates with that guy.
That white guy, yeah.
The guy cooked her chicken and rice. So stereotypical.
He's racist, bro.
Chicken and rice.
America's watching. That's a race. That's a racist nigga, bro. Hear me. Clay, I do have a bit of sympathy for Clay.
So do I.
More so for AD. Because of the way I genuinely felt for AD when he said no. I genuinely felt so bad. But Clay is like, I understand somebody who's battling with themselves. Like, I understand it. I think he, like, again, I'm aware. Oh, by the way, I'm starting therapy in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
My bro got me somebody. I'm doing this because I know I want to be the best possible version I can be of myself before I get married.
Yeah. Which he said he's done. It's been a year since.
But after the fact.
Yeah. But fair enough.
He's not married. And I think that's why. Okay, you said no because you knew that you were not going to be the person that you needed to be for this woman.
Yeah.
I know you said it really late and you made it horrible, but it's better to do that than to be married.
To be honest, I think
I'm not doing
the decision he made, he is all the better for it.
Yeah.
Do you get me? But she's not.
Yeah.
But like, it's still, if she was to say yes to him now, in theory, she'd be getting a better version of the man that she was going to marry.
Yeah.
If she was to.
Yeah.
But the issue as well is there's no incentive. I don't believe there's an incentive for him to marry her.
Yeah, I don't think so as well.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know.
Bro,
do you know what I mean?
I'm going to lie to you. I just think, bro, she's sexy. She's a sexy woman.
Yeah.
And I think that has a grip on men for a certain time. After some time.
Yeah.
I personally think that Clay should go somewhere else. Work on do his therapy, get better, find somebody else. Because AD always keeping that guy. The reason that guy was crying is because he saw the nipple tape. I'm telling you something, you're telling me something else.
No, you're right.
He saw it. She was on a podcast and she said, "Oh, watch what I'm going to wear to the reunion when he sees me." She said it on a podcast. She knows that.
She goes, I already got my dress. She's going to make him jealous.
She came to scatter his head.
Because that guy's head, he was speaking from a scattered man's head. That man.
To be honest, and your theory is right, because the only reason why Jimmy picked Chelsea is because of that comment she made.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox call.
That's the truth.
Megan Ox.
That's the truth.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Damn.
Well, then I felt the reunion was good for the first, like, 30, 40 minutes.
Fizzled out.
When they were grilling thing and thing. But then after that, I was like I was fast-forwarding.
So did I. You don't do that with Jeremy and Sarah Ann,
and then be
do
nice
that with Trevor
all the way through,
and then just start being nice after. Like you need to grill
everybody.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you need to grill everybody. You need to grill everybody.
But yeah, no, it was interesting anyway.
They literally called out Trevor to flog him.
Yeah.
They called him out to flog him.
The old couples like Brett and Tiffany.
Uh-huh.
Like it just almost seems like they're just perfect. Like everything's just
Clay said. Even the way Clay was saying, "I looked up to you, bro. Like get a grip, man.
get a
grip, man. Sort out your own life first, bro. You saw,
yeah.
But yeah, they were nice. Even this one. What's his name?
The footballer dude, Kwame.
Yeah, he's funny.
And a white girl.
Remember when he was singing and playing the guitar?
Awful.
Awful. Kwame.
It's interesting. Nah, yeah. So good. I definitely my favorite season.
Would you mind ever go on a show like that?
Nope.
I would go on it for the exact same reason Trevor did. But I would pray to God I don't get caught. like, I would definitely do. Like, what?
You see, my issue is I wouldn't go on it because seeing how every time, year on year, everyone comes out and says, that's not exactly what happened in there.
Yeah.
Like the edits and
the
stuff.
The edits.
But do you think, obviously you have a girl, but like, if you didn't have a girl, do you think you would fall in love? I think I would fall in love quick.
I think
so. Reckon.
I think I would.
I would fall in love.
I can't.
Or at least,
we fall in love with their like mental,
100%,
intellectually,
100%.
Because like, think about it, right?
You're finished.
Why?
Because what if you don't like what you see?
That's what I'm saying.
That's long. And I won't lie, that's enough to deter me.
Smiley, me and Smiley always talk about it. It's like, I think I'll be able to sell myself well enough in the pods. Yeah, like in terms of like, I'll bring you the jokes. I'll bring you the like all. It's like if I find like.
You would want to come and talk to me.
A handful of girl would want to talk to me
a
lot of times. Yeah, you know what I mean? Here's the problem, right? I could build a good connection.
Yeah.
I'm a Nigerian man.
I can make you feel like I'm in love with you, right?
But hear me, bro. See when they open that thing and they see the people for the first time and they see me. Flip sake. If they see a short man.
Long.
And it's because they're not going to be able to hide it.
Yeah.
No, but from your conversations,
I'll say it.
You would, yeah.
Yeah, you have to say it.
Yeah, I have to say it.
Just to know your options.
Yeah, facts.
Just
facts,
to know.
Facts.
But you just that one.
No, but even that though, I think that's so nerve wracking. Like, because I hear from the girl's perspective, right? Like, say she's a bit. Dave. Okay.
Go for it.
No, I'm gonna leave it.
Say.
Some girls say, okay, I'm a bit thicker.
Yeah.
You're fat.
I'm slim thick.
Yeah. So they say that, right? And you're like, oh, maybe she's thick.
Yeah.
But then the thing opens and that's not thick, bro.
That's not thick, bro.
You know what I mean?
That should be at best.
Sounds like you come in expecting one serious.
Serious thing. Like,
but do you know what? I think I was just thinking something there as well. I think there's actually a lot of signs to point towards the fact that maybe Claire came to the wrong show. Because Love is Blind, the whole idea of the show is to not see what she looks like.
Yeah.
And he was asking her.
Oh, yeah, he was asking.
Obviously, hindsight is 2020, but like now seeing kind of, I guess, how he presented on the show at the very end, and I'm like, oh,
okay,
joining the dots.
Sorry, so I'm sort of going back into that whole thing of like, see, knowing what she wants, trying to know what she looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I was on that show and I genuinely built a connection with a girl, I would care about what she looked like. Again, it's me saying like, thinking, I wouldn't mind if she was like, she was heavy, like she was like elephant ish. she was like bad, like, but she was like more rounder, it wouldn't really matter to me. I'm saying that if I was to go through that process,
mm-hmm.
I'd see her in real life. I genuinely think the sort of the person, the connection we've built
mm-hmm.
mentally
will hold you,
would hold me. It would. Unless she was rotten, boy.
I won't lie. I was just defending this week, and he said, he goes, listen, do you need to find someone that you're attracted to sexually?
I agree.
You can't grow that can happen over time.
You think it can?
No, it can't.
It can't.
Okay. I don't think. No. Okay, boys. Who have you seen on the show? Yeah, I promise you, if I saw Chelsea, I'd be snapping. Chelsea is actually probably the only one. If I saw, I'll be snapping. I think the rest were okay.
Yeah.
And now Chelsea, and the added thing with Chelsea is the Megan Fox thing, and then the state of her mind. It's kind of like a turn off. But I think everybody else, if I saw them, I'd be like, okay, they're not like, there was nobody that was
ugly.
You know what I mean? So I think I would be relatively attracted to people. There's people you're more attracted, like, what's that girl, the one that has the daughter that keeps crying?
Jessica,
you'd be more attracted to her because mm-hmm. she's
that's what Jimmy Toy was getting.
And you know what? I think Jimmy also made the right choice in the sense that, like, he chose Chelsea,
uh-huh.
right? And then was able to walk away from her.
Yeah.
But, like, if you had to walk away from a woman with a kid, that's tougher as well.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
That probably makes things a little bit more complicated.
Because even after the pods and stuff, when they're living with each other, he would have seen the kid.
He would have met the kid already.
To leave the kid as well.
And then also she was saying that, like, she was coming in. Yeah. Her daughter knew what she was coming here for. And she was excited for her. You don't want to be,
It would have been rough for
Jimmy.
Yeah, 100.
Rough for two people, not just one.
Interesting, but isn't it?
Love
is blind. But Clay should have went on like Too Hot to Handle or
something. Too Hot to Handle. That's his show.
That's his bag.
He's not ready to settle down.
That's his bag. Not that one.
AD is definitely still. She'd definitely open the door.
Of course.
The second he knocks. I think so, for sure.
Her mannerism shows it. The way she even looks at him. She looks at him like.
She's still in love.
Yeah.
Yeah. She looks at him like she's still in love with him. Like, literally.
Yeah.
There's things that doing that's making her feel like she's still in love. There's still for the kitchen. Both of them are for the kitchen. I'm telling you.
They should go on what's that other one that they do? Ultimatum.
Ultimatum.
That's the one they need.
I tried to start watching it after it.
Is there a new season now?
No, I think season two. I never got to really get into it.
All these reality TV shows. They don't know about that. And though them man are getting their bag.
100%.
Nick and Vanessa.
Cleaning up.
Yeah.
Because I think they have another show.
Yeah.
They have another one.
Perfect match.
The couple match. Said they were going
they're
to
making, it. They're making the bread. Up. Fair play. Anyways, well, I think we're at
that time is fast now. Spent.
Yeah, two. Yeah, yeah.
Fast spent.
Hope you enjoyed the episode, guys. Where's your head up, boys?
I don't know. This week, I fell off from my plan last week. Last week was a terrible week for me.
Same, bro.
It was a terrible week altogether. I had to tell.
Snow's been killing it on the other hand.
Yeah, Snow's been killing it.
That was my best week.
Yeah.
Best week.
But like, funny enough, some days I felt super strong. So like, I still, a lot of my weights were increased in terms of my strength and stuff like that, which is mm-hmm. cool. I think on the diet front, I kind of probably stuck to like 60% of the week.
10% this week, bro.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm just trying to.
Yeah.
Kind of do everything right.
What about you, Snow?
For next week, yeah.
Bro, Yemi has made me a gym rat. Like,
you enjoying it?
I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the process.
Sick.
Enjoying getting it to gym. I'm feeling much stronger as the day goes by.
Yeah.
Lifting weights that he thought that he couldn't lift before. Because, bro, I saw one guy, I think I tweeted about it, one guy on, was it last Monday or last Tuesday? He was benching 62.5 kgs, but dumbbells.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's a big boy.
Yeah, like, damn. Like his warm up set was 50.
Jeez.
And it was
but definitely I could die.
No, but if that kind of guy pushes you, you're going through the wall.
Yeah, but the thing is,
the way pause, bro. We're playing football yesterday. Snow shoulder one guy. wait. Snow shoulder one guy, yeah? And then he passed the ball to me. I scored. The game ended. They didn't even want to play anymore. The guy stayed on the floor for 5 minutes. Yeah, he was like,
nah, that's so mad. That is so bad.
The guy didn't even look like, obviously, he looked built, like his chest was woof.
Yeah.
His shoulder was woof. Mm-hmm. But not like that mad, like bodybuild, that kind of build.
But you see, that's
62.5 kgs.
I think that's the thing. I feel like I was watching a video. This guy was saying that a lot of people come to the gym to exercise.
Yeah.
And then also, the process of getting strong is different from the process of building muscle, like bodybuilding.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
That's
why Yemi always talks about tempo. The slower you lift the weight, the more time you're keeping your muscle under tension, ripping the muscle.
I've been doing this one when is the lat pull down.
Yeah.
The pauses.
Yeah.
When you pull down, then you squeeze, then you pause for like one second.
That's
a killer,
bro. I was like, last week, obviously because of my engagement. Mm. Like I only came back on a Monday, and then sleep. I didn't know how much it took out of me mentally and physically. Like, it took a toll on my body. Like, I know it's like, maybe it sounds wild, but like it was a lot of adrenaline.
My
crash was heavy, you know. So I was like, I wasn't in the gym till about Wednesday. I was eating good during the day, and then the evenings I was just like, I think I had like on Friday. I'm just confessing my sins. Yemi knows about it, but I took on Friday. I went. I finished from video show.
You went crazy.
I had curry chips, a big fat one. And then I had salt and chili ribs. And
you went in.
A nice Coke beside me, boys.
And Coca-Cola, not even Coke.
Not diet.
Full fat.
I did that. And then I think on the Thursday, so I had like another bad meal. So I had like two during the week. And I had one or two snacks as well, boys. showing already, boys. So this week.
Back at it.
You see, at 7 a.m. tomorrow, I'm in that gym.
We'll see each other.
You'll see me, bro. I'm gonna be.
You might go to the same gym?
I'm gonna be at it.
Gyms are not open. They're probably gonna open 7:30 tomorrow.
Fantastic. Thank you for telling me. Okay.
Tomorrow's back on the innit?
That's why.
I don't think I'm working tomorrow.
So they do the Sunday time. So 7:30 to 7:30.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next week. Don't forget to like, share,
subscribe,
and then comment some good stuff on we've been seeing your comments actually.
They comment on Spotify now, aren't
they? They can, yeah.
Yeah, comment on Spotify.
I don't know if
you
can see the comments here, but I think they can. Yeah.
But we do see your comments on YouTube. Keep commenting. We love you. We love to see you guys, and there's some more stuff coming very, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
So members only stuff as well. We're about to start as well. So keep an eye out. And we'll keep you guys up to date. All right, love.
All right, love.